This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. An Israeli government spokesman said Monday that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu viewed a plan for a hostage release and ceasefire deal in Gaza, presented by U.S. President Joe Biden last Friday, was a partial outline. Sunday, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said if Hamas agreed to the proposed truce, the U.S. expects Israel will accept the plan. But in a statement from his office Monday, Netanyahu was quoted as saying the claims that we have agreed to a ceasefire without conditions being met are incorrect. Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer further clarified that Netanyahu said the war would be stopped for the purposes of returning hostages and they would proceed with further discussions. Many Israelis are urging Netanyahu to embrace Biden's proposal, but far-right allies have threatened to collapse his government if he does. Speaking to reporters in a virtual briefing Monday, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby was asked if President Biden was trying to jam the Israeli Prime Minister into a difficult position with the ceasefire proposal.
This is the best thing for the people of Gaza who have been suffering. It's the best thing for the people of Israel who need and deserve security. And it's the best thing for the American people as well who want to see a shift to peace and stability in the Middle East.
Estonian Foreign Minister Margus Tsahkna was in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, Monday, where he and his Ukrainian counterpart, Dmytro Kuleba, announced a bilateral cooperation agreement, which includes military support to the war-torn nation. At a joint news conference, the Estonian diplomat said that 0.25% of Estonia's gross domestic product would be contributed to Ukraine's war effort, and he encouraged others to do the same.
It's a pure military support. If everybody do that, it will be altogether 120 billion euros per year military support, and it will be enough for Ukraine to push Russia back and win the war.
Tsahkna also said, looking forward to the NATO summit in Washington next month, that the alliance needs Ukraine as a full member. This is VOA News. Nobel Prize-winning climate scientist Claudia Sheinbaum will become Mexico's first female president after winning a landslide election victory on Sunday and promising to continue the work of her mentor and outgoing leader Andre Manuel López Obrador. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
A major step for Mexico, a country known for its macho culture and home to the world's second biggest Roman Catholic population, which for years pushed more traditional values and roles for women. With potentially more than 60% of the vote, according to a rapid sample count released by Mexico's electoral authority late on Sunday, it would be the most support won by a Mexican presidential election candidate since the end of one-party rule in 2000. 38 candidates have been murdered during the campaign, reinforcing massive security problems the country faces. And two people were killed at polling stations in the Puebla state on Sunday. Sheinbaum has vowed to improve the situation, but has given few details.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. Relatives of airline industry trade groups and airline heads are warning the cost of airline flights will be going up. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The cost of your next flight is likely to go up. That's the word from the International Air Transport Association, which is holding its annual meeting in Dubai, home to the long-haul carrier Emirates. While carriers recover from the groundings worldwide from the coronavirus pandemic, industry leaders are telling journalists there's several global costs likely to push those ticket prices even higher. Part of that comes from worldwide inflation. Then there's jet fuel costs, roughly a third of all airline expenses. That remains high. Meanwhile, a global push for the aviation industry to decarbonize has more carriers fighting for the little amount of so-called sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF, on the market. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Relatives of victims of the U.S. Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings are asking a bankruptcy judge to liquidate conspiracy theorist Alec Jones Media Company. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The families filed an emergency motion Sunday as they seek to collect $1.5 billion they won in lawsuits against Jones for calling the 2012 shooting a hoax. 20 children and 6 educators were killed. Jones and his company, Free Speech Systems, filed for bankruptcy reorganization after the lawsuit verdicts. Jones said on his show over the weekend he expects his company to be shut down in a month or two because of the bankruptcy. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.